The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have, for the past few weeks, been discussing a passage of Suratul Furqan, verses 63 to 76, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has listed 12 qualities of whom He considers to be His servants, the Ibad of Rahman, the Ibadur Rahman. The 10th characteristic is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. Yeah, that when they pass by that which is laghu, we'll talk about what is laghu, but it's translated as vain, that which is vain. The ibad of Rahman pass it with dignity, with karama. Yeah, what is laghu? Yeah, laghu here is translated as vain talk, but it really refers to talk that does not concern us. Yeah, talk that is wasteful. Talk that is haram, talk that is on the border of haram. It is something that the ibad of Rahman are not interested, yeah, in these type of conversations, you know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He knows us very well, you know, He knows us extremely well. Gossip is interesting for people. Right? And if you look at how, for example, the media works, and in particular gossip media, and how popular gossip media is, why is it so popular? Because they know the tendencies of human beings, right? Why is TMZ and these type of media outlets thriving? Because they know that people are interested in gossip. Even sometimes someone will say something and you'll be like, Sukido? Usne kya kaha? Hey, like the interest peaks, like what did I say? No, the Ibad of Rahman know that this is a conversation that does not affect me. In fact, this is a conversation that is bordering on that which is haram, or sometimes it is haram. The Ibad of Rahman walk away from those type of situations. But again, the ulama, the mufassirin, they emphasize that look, the walking away from that situation is when there is no chance of nahi anil munkar. Yeah, because nahi anil munkar is also a wajibat, right? So if you have an option to try and correct what is taking place, it is an obligation to correct what is taking place, right? But sometimes when you know that your words will not be heeded, when you know that this is an impossible area, you walk away. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, where he says, "A'adhamu an-nas qadran man taraka ma la ya'ni." Yeah? He says that the worthiest person is one who can leave that which does not concern them. Right? And again, I think this can apply to so many different areas, right? So many different ways in which we can add this to our lives. You know, sometimes there will be a movie, a television show, which is highly acclaimed, right? Like people will be talking about it and praising it. And then when you go and you look at the content of the movie, you find that there is content in that movie that is against what my soul should be watching, right? It doesn't pain us not to watch it. So what? We don't watch it, right? I don't make justifications or no. Anytime there is anything laghu, right? Something vain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to avoid, the Ibadur Rahman avoid those particular conversations or particular talk. The 11th characteristic, right, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانًا. He says that, and those who, when reminded of the verses of the Lord, when they are reminded about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not turn a deaf ear or a blind eye to them. Yeah? The ibad of Rahman are not apathetic when it comes to religion. Right? They are not people who have become accustomed to the messages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran. You know, it would become unfortunate that when we read the Quran, for example, that when we attend these type of majalis, that the words of God where He cautions us, where He pleads with us, where He obligates us, where He prevents us, we just hear it from one ear and out the other ear. That is a sad state for our soul to be in, right? The ibad of Rahman are those who, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about hell, they get afraid. Yeah, they get afraid. They look at their lives and say, man, am I on the right path here? Right? Am I doing the things necessary to avoid this damnation? When Allah talks about paradise, we are desirous for it. Right? It's not just something like, pearls don't interest me. Yeah? Rivers of honey. No, man. Right? Be interested in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when Allah talks about attaining closeness to Him, we are inspired by these things, right? But we live in a world where just the normal day-to-day actions make us jaded. Yeah? It numbs us. Just the normal actions. You and I don't have to do anything haram for us to be habitual in our practice of religion without that practice having heart in it, right? There is a constant need to work on an awakening. Constant need. We constantly need to improve ourselves. We constantly need to make sure that the naturally occurring life that we live does not rust our hearts, right? And again, I'm telling you, right? Like it's when you look at Islam as a whole, Islam is not just about avoiding haram. We can avoid haram and still become hard-hearted. Yeah, we can, right? Because the other side is not, you know, like when you look at there's two sides to, there's hell and heaven, isn't it? And then there is qasiyatul qulub, hard-heartedness, and then there's qalbun salim. It doesn't mean that just because I don't have a hard heart, I have qalbul salim, right? Like, no, you have to work towards it, right? And when you're not working towards it, there is a natural progression towards the other side. It's a fascinating concept, right? Because when you look at the soul of a human being, the soul of a human being is constantly, there's a battle that is constantly being waged. And if we are not striving to assist the divine warriors, at that moment the satanic warriors are winning. It's not like they say, okay, we take a break, no one's fighting. No, the satanic forces, the satanic warriors are constantly fighting. And so even when the divine forces don't take the necessary steps, the satanic forces are fighting, right? And so we have to realize that for us to work towards a particular awakening, that admonishments of God make a difference in us, we have to work towards it. It's an awakening. Otherwise, we become people who hear these messages and get bored, right? Like, I know some of you may be tired, right? But to be bored at the advice of God is a reflection of your own heart. Yeah? It's not the reflection of the speaker, right? The speaker could be as boring as I am, right? But if you are not awakened by the advice of God, that's a reflection on you.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem Adi Ali. متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.